You're listening to Vatican Radio, an international conference on stepping up the fight against HIV/AIDS opened in Rome on Tuesday, with participants focused on how to strengthen the role of faith-based organisations. Jointly organised by UNAIDS and the Global Catholic Aid and Development Confederation Caritas Internationalis, the meeting will review progress over the past three decades and pinpoint ways of expanding access to life-saving anti-AIDS treatment. The most recent report from UNAIDS sets a goal of having 15 million people on antiretroviral therapy by 2015, while also looking longer term towards universal access to treatment and the elimination of AIDS-related deaths. Among those helping to sponsor the conference is the US Embassy to the Holy See. In opening remarks to participants, Ambassador Ken Hackett spoke of the continuing role of the Catholic Church in providing prevention, treatment, care and counselling programmes in countries around the world. I caught up with him to find out more about the goals of the two-day meeting.
I believe that the hope is that there will be a roadmap to come out of this, a kind of renewal process going on. A lot of progress has been made in combating the disease, but now it's time to reinvigorate and renew and lay a clear plan forward for what is it that faith-based organizations, the churches, and the governments and other agencies can do together for the future to basically eliminate this disease.
As you say, a lot of progress has been made. It's also true to say, though, that it seems to have dropped off the agenda of urgent priorities for most governments.
There have been some cutbacks in the money, and that is critical and key. And this particular meeting will highlight those areas that really can't stop. Once you're on your antiretroviral treatment, you've got to stay on that treatment. You can't have the antiretroviral treatment live in kind of isolation from other forms of service. And so it has to be looked at holistically. And one of the speakers said it very eloquently, talking about a new focus on global health using the antiretroviral treatment model as a model for a new type of health initiative.
At a time when funding, however, is in short supply, as you rightly say, how much of a priority is this for the U.S. government?
The U.S. government is still the major contributor to this particular disease, and it remains a priority. It fits within the context of other diseases as well, in the recognition that AIDS, tuberculosis, and other tropical diseases have to be looked at in total, and there has to be support behind it.
This is a health question, but it goes beyond that. It's a question of human rights, a question of equality as well, isn't it?
It's also a strategic question. Certainly, it's a human rights question. It has had major demographic impacts. It has affected security in countries and across borders. So the whole issue of HIV and AIDS has ramifications far beyond what we knew 20 years ago.
It's also true to say that there's been quite a tense relationship in the past between government approaches to prevention and faith-based prevention. Do you think we can say we're through that era of tensions and more aware of the importance of working together?
I would hope so. In the beginning, that is 25 years ago, the governments just didn't see a role for faith-based organizations. It was ignorance, quite honestly. They didn't know that the nuns were running that hospital where the big Land Rover couldn't even get down the road. And it was in that hospital that the nuns were able to reach out to the people. And so now there is a recognition that you have to look holistically at this problem. You have to reach it from a lot of different angles. And the collaboration between governments, effectively supported, and faith-based institutions, also effectively supported, must be the future.
My thanks there to U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Ken Hackett.